this is not necessarily an emotion. It's really an act of the will. You may not feel in your heart like forgiving that person, certainly not initially. You may feel right. just the opposite. It is a conscious decision to say, I'm going to give up my right to get even with you. And that's one of the hardest things we can do.
It's excruciating. It almost feels like you're being crucified. I mean, you are putting yourself to death so that you can live. To me, when Jesus said, deny yourself and take up your cross, this is a perfect example of it. I have to deny myself. This forces living unoffendably, deciding I'm going to walk in radical forgiveness, to me is discipleship. A huge, huge part of it that we're missing, because we think we've invented this thing called righteous anger for humans that's not in the Bible. God, yes, his anger is righteous. Yes, him in the temple, God in the Old Testament, New Testament, quite capable of anger, deserves it. He's holy. He's sinless. We are sinners. We have to extend forgiveness to others as he's forgiven us. We're the unmerciful servant if we don't forgive. But people want to act like, well, I'm just as entitled to it as God. No, you're not. No, I'm not, because of who we are. It is extremely freeing to do this. But yeah, it's excruciating, and the cost is always borne. There's a cost to forgiveness, and it's always borne by the forgiver.
Yeah.
It's hard, and you get a little bit of the taste of Christ's suffering when you do it, but that's kind of the point.
As you studied this and you've talked to others, I'm curious, why do you suppose we are so quick to be offended? Is it simply the sin nature, or do you think it also has something to do with the fact that we are made in God's image and that God is a God of justice?
I think we have an understanding of justice, but I think most of our anger, honestly, is we feel threatened at some level. It may just be that somebody's saying something that we know is wrong. 2 + 2 = 5, and it makes us mad because it's like it's invalidating what I'm saying. I can't believe you would say this. Like, what's going wrong with the world? It makes me feel threatened. I understand it. But I think that's why. I also think that is a function of spiritual immaturity, because presumably, if I became a Christian, I gave my life away, I should feel less threatened. I mean, for somebody who's not a believer to get cut off in traffic and to feel disrespected, like, oh, you're trying to leave me out of the village or something here. You're better than I am. You can cut me off. That's disrespect. I understand that, feeling that threat. But for somebody who's a believer going, what can you take from me? I gave everything. I don't have anything to protect anymore. Why? I can undefend myself. My defender is God. He's my fortress. I don't need to constantly be threatened anymore, but the people I know who are the most often offended are the people who have struggles being threatened all the time. One last point on that, if you don't mind. Tim Keller makes a great point about your elbow, and I mentioned it in the book. He says, you know, if you don't notice your elbow until it's inflamed, and then you're like, oh, I hit it on the cabinet, I hit it on this, you know, my elbow. You only notice something a lot when it's inflamed. And he said the same thing goes with your ego. Like if you're constantly being offended, it's probably because your ego is inflamed, that you are occupying more space than you need to. And the people I know who are the most mature believers are not being offended all the time. They're just not.